You grew up in Hanford. How did you make it from Hanford to NPR? What's the Cliff Notes version of the story?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways to go with that. I moved to Hanford when I was about 8, and graduated from Hanford High, East Campus, which was still a United High School at the time. And actually, the summer between my junior and senior year, or well, I didn't, I skipped my junior year. The summer before my senior year of high school, my family was doing this like big road trip around America, and I had been listening to public radio for a long time, as mostly like, you know, a captive person in the back seat of my parents' car. And so we're going on this big road trip, and I sent letters to a bunch of NPR personalities asking, you know, how they got where they were and how I could get there, and like asking for college advice and stuff. And heard back from several of them, which was sort of amazing. And one thing led to another, and during my whole senior year of high school and into college, I was doing essays about sort of teen life that aired on NPR. And I used to be like so proud. I'd get my little checks from NPR and go take them to the bank. And then, you know, and then I became an adult and had to go back through the front door again, which meant, you know, during college doing an internship at my local station and then getting a job there, and then actually came back and reported from Fresno for a couple of years for the California Report, which airs on public radio stations statewide. And then, you know, a bunch more jobs. And then finally got to NPR again as an adult.
There you go. There's the you got the easy way and
So,
the hard way. So I
first
go.
time when I was 15, second time when I was almost 30.
So now, who's a more famous Hanford High grad? You or Steve Perry?
Hi, Steve Perry, by a long shot.
Okay, now so you're covering the White House now. So I really want to know, you know, how is covering the Trump White House different than as prior administrations or prior people that you've interacted with?
Yeah, and I covered the last 2 years of the Obama administration, and also, but was also on covering the campaign during those last 2 years, and then and now the Trump White House. So it, you know, it is very different. Some of the things are a function of, you know, it's the end of an administration and the beginning of an administration are always very different, but the contrast is particularly stark in this case, in part because President Trump as a candidate and as president has sort of made a point of surrounding himself with people who are outsiders and don't have the sort of Washington experience. So there's just sort of operational differences that result from having a sort of an inexperienced White House. And then there's all the sort of unique to Trump things that, you know, that this White House has had more staff turnover in the first year than any at least recent historical precedent. 3 times the turnover in the first year that the Obama administration had, 2 times the turnover of Ronald Reagan, which is dramatic, and leads to that sort of like turnover is something that even if that was like the only story, and it's not even close to the only story, it would be sort of chaotic to cover. There's always so much going on with this White House, and also, like the interest level of the public is so high. It's not like presidents are always the center of attention, but this is something more than that.
Right. And do you think it's part of Trump's just personality, how, you know, in a sense he's a reality star, now he's president versus somebody from a more traditional political background?
Yeah, and he knows how to drive a news cycle, and if you read the Art of the Deal, like his one of his principles in that book is, you know, it doesn't matter what they're saying as long as they're talking about you.